Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Coming up this Sunday is the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest. Once again, we're going to be taking over the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. It's one of the biggest pizza events in the Northeast, definitely the biggest in Connecticut, and we are so excited to be part of it.
This may sound crazy, Anna, but I've been to restaurants and I've been to places before, too, when they have pizza trucks, and there's been a few times in my life that the pizza coming out of the truck was even better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Joining us is Vincent from Slice of New Haven.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sunday, the big event coming up, like when you run a pizza truck, how does it work? What do you do? How does your day look like?
Well, mainly we're just like a catering company. We don't vend to the public usually. Mm-hmm. This is an event that we kind of make an exception for because it's a pizza fest. It's a fun thing to be part of, and it's really a unique event.
So primarily, Vin, like you pull up the truck and you do this at parties, events, stuff like that.
Yeah. Corporate events, graduations, birthday parties, stuff like that. We'll set up our buffet tables. I'll make about, 20 to 30 different types of pizzas and feed everyone until they can't eat anymore.
20 to 30 different kinds of pizza. Wow.
It's like Pizza Palooza.
Yeah.
It's
what's crazy. What's the most unique pizza that you've made?
This year we're doing, we've done it a few years in a row now. It's like a summer peach pie that we do. It's like peach, blueberry, goat cheese, honey, and caramelized onion. And people love it.
That's fantastic.
That's one of those things, like, you hear it and you say to yourself, like, how did that even happen? Was somebody walking by with peaches? They fell over? Like, these are combinations that I would never think about.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing it for a long time, and I try to get creative and come up with different combinations and try everything myself before I put it out. So, I don't know, I like to think that I have a pretty good, idea what tastes good together and stuff, but sometimes I make a bad creation.
Well, speaking of bad creations, it's actually not a bad creation. I just got back from Italy, and my dad is a pizza man, too. He always told me for years, he's like, wait till you get to Italy. He's like, they put a lot of hot dogs and french fries on pizza. And when I got there, I was shocked to see on almost every menu of places that we went, there was what they called the American pizza, and it had hot dogs and french fries on it. Have you ever done that? And what do you think about that?
So I have put hot dogs on pizza before. I don't think I've ever done french fries just because I don't know how that would go. Like the fries might get kind of soggy underneath, or I don't know. But I do put potatoes on pizza, but I've done like a hot dog and bean pizza. We've done like a hot dog and this one didn't really come out great, but we did like a hot dog and like onions and relish and like mustard. It tasted okay, but it looked really weird.
I bet it did. Right. So you hear that to somebody and you're like, whoa.
I'm looking on your website. I see that you have dessert pizzas too. And I was like, stop right there. S'mores pizzas by request. Can we put in requests right now?
Wow.
Well, just because they're such a pain to make and sometimes people don't eat them. So it's like, I'm not going to go through it if they really don't want it. But I typically bring it no matter what. The pie pizzas are actually really popular too. So we'll put the pie filling on our regular pizza dough and then we'll put a pie crust over the top and then bake it like that. So it comes out looking like a real pie.
Delicious.
I mean, I heard what he said. If he makes you a s'mores pizza, Anna, he's going to watch you eat every single bite.
Vincent from Slice of New Haven. You can see him and so many more coming up this Sunday. The Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest, powered by Brown Roofing. Get your tickets now at ctpizzaandbrewfest.com.
We'll see you Sunday, Vin.